Imagine a world where arguments aren't battles to be won, but dances to be performed. Where time isn't money to be spent, but a companion walking alongside you. This shift isn't mere poetic fancy. It represents the revolutionary insight at the heart of Lakoff and Johnson's groundbreaking work. When Metaphors We Live By appeared in 1980, it upended our understanding of language and thought. The book's enduring power comes from its profound yet accessible revelation. Metaphors aren't just flowery language, they're the invisible architecture of our minds, shaping how we think, act, and understand our world in ways we rarely recognize. From tech visionaries to cognitive scientists, this work has transformed how we understand the human mind by revealing that the metaphors we use aren't optional decorations, but the fundamental structures through which we comprehend reality itself. Metaphor isn't just literary flourish, it's how we structure thought. Our conceptual system operates metaphorically, largely unconsciously. Consider how we frame arguments through war metaphors. We defend positions, attack weak points, and shoot down opposing views. This isn't merely terminology. It shapes how we experience arguments, seeing others as opponents rather than collaborators. This structure isn't inevitable. Imagine a culture conceptualizing arguments as dances, with participants creating a balanced, aesthetically pleasing collaboration. They would experience arguing so differently, we might not recognize it as argument. Metaphorical concepts function systematically. Expressions like spending time, saving time, or investing time reflect a coherent system where time is money entails time is a limited resource, which further entails time is a valuable commodity, emerging from our cultural connection between work, time, and compensation. This systematic nature highlights certain aspects while obscuring others. Focusing on battle aspects of argument blinds us to its cooperative dimensions. Similarly, treating ideas as transferable objects obscures how meaning depends on context and interpretation. Unlike structural metaphors that organize one concept in terms of another, orientational metaphors organize entire systems of concepts based on our physical embodiment and environmental interactions. Our neural architecture connects physical experience with abstract thought. Fundamental concepts are organized through spatial orientations: up-down, in-out, front-back. Happy is up creates expressions like, I'm feeling up today, while sad is down produces, my spirit sank. These aren't arbitrary, but grounded in physical experience. Upright posture typically accompanies positive emotions, while drooping accompanies sadness. Similarly, conscious is up and unconscious is down reflect how humans sleep lying down, but stand when awake. Health is up and sickness is down emerge from lying down when ill versus standing when healthy. These metaphors form coherent systems where good is up aligns with happy is up, health is up, and status is up. When metaphors conflict, like unknown is up versus good is up, it's because they're rooted in different experiential foundations. This system processes abstract concepts through physical experience, creating a meaning network that shapes our thinking. Ontological metaphors help us understand abstract experiences as objects, substances, and containers. When we say, inflation is rising, or my fear is overwhelming me, we're treating abstract concepts as physical entities to make them conceptually manageable. As bounded beings, we project container-like properties onto our world. We view objects, rooms, and territories as having insides and outsides, imposing boundaries even where none naturally exist. This containment concept extends to social groups, in the Republican Party, emotions, in a rage, and time periods, in the summer of 1969. We apply container metaphors broadly, visual fields, coming into view, events, in the marathon, activities and states, in washing the window, in love. These metaphorical containers organize our understanding of abstract concepts. Personification, specifying physical objects as persons, represents the most obvious ontological metaphor. It enables us to comprehend non-human entities through human characteristics. Inflation is eating our profits. Cancer caught up with him. Time waits for no one. By attributing human traits to abstract concepts like time, death, and nature, we make them more relatable. Our metaphorical systems display remarkable coherence despite apparent contradictions. English seems to have opposing organizations of time, one where the future is in front, weeks ahead of us, and another where it's behind, following weeks. This contradiction resolves when we understand time through two related metaphors. Time is a moving object, future moving toward us, and time is stationary and we move through it. These metaphors aren't consistent, but are coherent. They share a key entailment. From our perspective, time passes us from front to back. When concepts are structured by multiple metaphors, these different structurings typically fit together coherently. Argument is structured by at least three major metaphors. Argument is a journey, content progress. Argument is a container, content clarity. And argument is a building, structure strength. Our conceptual system builds understanding through multiple metaphorical frameworks, mapping concrete experiences onto abstract domains. Ideas are understood through metaphors of food, people, plants, products, and commodities. Similarly, love is conceptualized as a physical force, patient, madness, magic, and war, each highlighting different aspects of the complex experience. Most concepts are understood metaphorically, but our conceptual system is grounded in direct physical experience. We typically conceptualize the non-physical in terms of the physical, the abstract through the concrete. Consider Harry is in the kitchen versus Harry is in love. Both spatial and emotional experiences are fundamental, but their conceptualization differs. The spatial in emerges directly from physical container experience, while the emotional in metaphorically applies this physical understanding to abstract emotional states. Causation similarly has a directly emergent core based in physical manipulation, pushing, pulling, lifting, which we experience as a gestalt of intention, change, and results. We extend this metaphorically in concepts like making, he carved a statue, she poured her heart into the project. This physical grounding extends throughout abstract reasoning. When we grasp concepts, weigh options, or build arguments, we're using systematic metaphorical extensions of embodied experiences, mappings that aren't arbitrary but rooted in our physical interaction with the world. Lakoff and Johnson challenged the traditional view of metaphors as mere decorative language, arguing instead that they're conceptual structures shaping understanding and cultural reality. Truth, they contend, is bound to metaphorically structured systems that vary across cultures. Their experientialist approach navigates between absolute objectivity and unconstrained subjectivity. Metaphor bridges reason and imagination, what they call imaginative rationality. Truth becomes relative to our conceptual system, which isn't arbitrary but grounded in physical experiences and cultural contexts. Even stating the fog is in front of the mountain involves multiple cognitive projections, conceptualizing objects as entities, projecting orientation, and determining spatial relationships. Truth emerges when our understanding aligns with situations for practical purposes. Metaphors don't just describe reality, they create it and guide actions. Political metaphors like labor is a resource treat human work as a commodity, making cheap labor seem positive while concealing human degradation. By recognizing the metaphors we live by, we gain power to reshape our understanding of reality. Our chosen metaphors determine how we think, act, and ultimately live.